Lots of great things happening in Cambria City, the Bottle Works Ethnic Arts Center. Matt Lamb is the creative director. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Tell us about this wonderful schedule of events that you have. There's one thing in particular that I'm pretty excited about that I think people within this region should celebrate.
Running through September 11th, we have the Hometown Heroes Steve Ditko exhibit. So for those that don't know, Steve Ditko was the co-creator of Spider-Man, creator of Doctor Strange and other comic characters throughout the years, and he's a Johnstown native. So it's time to celebrate that.
It's amazing, Steve Ditko, the guy who actually drew Spider-Man, right?
Absolutely.
The guy that drew Spider-Man did a lot of that work right in this region.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And there's stories that the family will tell of him working on the train on his trips home to Johnstown. You know, most of the things happen in New York City because that's where Marvel was based. But
yeah.
He grew up right here and went to Johnstown High School. So
that's just amazing.
It's a big deal, yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of Spider-Man fans out there that know a lot about his personality and what he was all about. But he was just a very unassuming guy that you'd run into, and you'd never think that this is the guy
right.
who was so creative, right?
Right. Well, and the other side of it was, Stan Lee was the other guy involved who was a very outgoing and public person.
Right.
And Steve just wasn't that guy. You know, he let the art speak for itself.
So. Yeah. I'm sure that there are some things there that are going to amaze some people.
Yeah, we've put some really cool stuff together. So we do have some of Steve's original pages. Some predate Spider-Man, and these are original pages that were used for production. We have some production art, acetate film cells that were used in the production through different comics over the years. And we're covering a wide span. You know, Steve was in the comic book industry for 65 years. After Spider-Man, after Doctor Strange, he was still working. And, you know, we want to show a lot of that off.
How does an idea like this take shape?
I've been a Steve Ditko fan for as long as I can remember. There's a picture that just recently resurfaced of me at 1979, my third birthday party, I was wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt. So, you know, I've always been a fan. I still to this day read Spider-Man comics. So for me, it was a very personal thing. I didn't find out until I was in my 30s that Steve was from my hometown.
A lot of us didn't know.
And I was like, that blew my mind. That,
right.
You know, nobody knows this, that it's kind of like this well-kept secret, and it shouldn't be. So my objective was to, you know, to get it out in the world. And when I reached out to the Ditko family, you know, after taking the creative director spot here at the Bottle Works, they were all for a collaboration and... You know, I think their point is that they want people to know who Steve was as much as what his art meant to everybody as well.
The exhibit is going to be there, as you say, for an extended period. So it's just a matter of coming in. There's no special guided tour. It's just you can see what you want to see.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like any other exhibit for us in the sense that it's, you know, just open space. You can come in at your leisure. We don't charge admission, you know, it's just a donation-based thing. So, yeah, you can come and enjoy it at your own pace. And I have a feeling we'll see some repeat customers through the course of things, you know. So
I bet when you go through something like this to see what makes the cut, that's going to be there. I'm sure there's some things that probably couldn't fit that's still pretty interesting, too. That has to be heartbreaking when you have something that's really good and it's like, oh, I don't know if we can get this one in.
You're right, and it's one of those things where I've said it a couple of times throughout the course of all this planning that one exhibit can't possibly contain the body of work that he put out and what he's contributed to modern society and pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do our best and we're going to show off everything we can.
Is there any Steve Ditko appreciation for fans that are out there, websites or anywhere you find information that shows beyond what we're going to see at your venue to find out more information about this guy who should really be appreciated and celebrated if you live around these parts?
These Wikipedia pages is pretty extensive.
Nice.
My personal go-to is Facebook groups because that's the hardcore Steve Ditko fans are in, you know, those Facebook groups, Ditko Mania and Ditko World and things like that. And those are the guys who know his work better than anybody. So
yeah, and I'm sure fans like you, a couple other friends that I have within the region who are just real hardcore Spider-Man fans, when an opportunity like this comes about, this is like Christmas and the Super Bowl all rolled
Absolutely.
Into one, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's really exciting.
Also, maybe now's a good time to talk about what Bottle Works is. There's many facets to what happens there.
Yeah, and we're an art and cultural center. As a nonprofit, our mission is to provide opportunities for artists to teach, to sell, to collaborate, to exhibit their work, and opportunities for the community to experience art in ways that, you know, they wouldn't be able to.
And from what we see there on 3rd Avenue, it's not just the main building, but there's also a black box area. There's a couple different facilities there, and I was just up on the roof this past weekend.
Yeah,
my goodness. Well, yeah, that is absolutely wonderful what goes on there.
Yeah, you won't find another space like Jackie's Garden Works in Johnstown, that's for sure.
No.
Honestly, there are not a lot of places in Pennsylvania that have a space like our green roof, so it's great.
And it's part of that Cambria City vibe also. Isn't there just something special about that neighborhood?
There really is. It's really become a neighborhood that's kind of focused on the arts in general, as well as, you know, being a historic community. So
right.
It's a really cool blend of things happening in Cambria City.
So if people want to reach out, find out more about Bottleworks and what you have coming up.
Our website is real simple, bottleworks.org.org. Or you can always call us at 814-535-2020. And our Facebook page is always, you know, really good source of information as well. We're always posting on there about
And as you say, I mean, it's just a great forum for people who are creative. A lot of great children's groups that goes on there. You know, education in the arts, a very important part of this. Not just displaying art and displaying work within this region, but a lot of great educational resources as well.
Absolutely. Right now we have our summer camps going on, which are always a huge hit and usually all sold out. So we have 9 weeks of summer camps pretty much every summer. And then, you know, throughout the year we have different things going on as well. And we do a 9-week Arts Academy course for kids during the school year that's kind of a high-level art programming for kids ages 8 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kids that find a little bit of art in a public school system and dig into it, they really get a broader experience at the Bottleworks.
Right. So. Donations always appreciated, as are volunteers, but you can also generate a little revenue with rentals within
Absolutely.
The facility, too. I've been to a couple great wedding receptions there.
Yeah. Our space really lends itself to wedding receptions, birthday parties, you name it. And, you know, people really enjoy the green roof, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Has become a big hit with the rentals.
Pretty impressive. And talking about the Steve Ditko exhibition, which I can't wait to see, there's some other things I'm sure you have planned for the remainder of the summer, too.
We're doing a lot of stuff with the Ditko exhibit, a lot of tie-in events. So
great.
The 8 weeks of the exhibit is going to be packed full of some different things that are happening. We have a complimentary exhibit, which is called Ditko Inspired, and we reached out to local and national artists and asked them to submit pieces that show how they were inspired by Steve Ditko's work. So we've got about 20 pieces in that exhibit that are really cool, and some from, you know, leading guys in the comic book industry, which is really neat.
Labor Day weekend, a great time to be in Cambria City.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do our 3rd Avenue block party as part of the Ethnic Festival. So we'll have some cool bands lined up for that as well. And, always arts and crafts happening for the kids at the Bottleworks during those festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And then our 3rd Avenue Folk and Arts Festival happens the last weekend in July as well.
Right.
And that's going to be the big kickoff public reception for the Ditko exhibits.
Nice.
And we've got a great music lineup capped off with Michael Glubicki of
Rusted Root,
with
yeah.
Dirk Miller. So
yeah.
That's going to be a great weekend as well.
That's going to be fantastic. And I tell you what, if somebody that appreciates the arts and somebody that appreciates being able to gather for nice events, man, does it feel good this summer to finally
yeah.
have things back. And
Absolutely.
It must make you feel really good, too, presenting what you're going to present.
It does, and the timing just ended up being perfect. You know, it was a lot of work to put an exhibit like this together, dealing with, you know, we have Marvel Comics involved, you know, giving us permissions on what we can use. And they recently just gave us approval on our first public art mural for Steve Ditko, honoring his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool because Marvel does not approve public art. It's just a no for them. But
yeah.
Because we're the hometown of Steve Ditko, they went ahead and gave us permission to put up a Spider-Man mural. So
wow.
Great things coming, too.
What I love about Bottleworks, too, Matt, and you know, there have been times where I've seen you or I've just walked in to say hello. And it always seems to me as if there's people that have never been in there before that are experiencing this for the first time to see things. Isn't great, like sometimes you see the reaction of people that didn't know exactly what you're all about to experience the great creativeness of people within this region.
It really is, and people are always amazed that, you know, our little gallery shop, that it's almost all local artists because you know, the perception isn't that we would have that big of an art community in Johnstown, but
mm-hmm.
we do. There's a lot of talented people, and, you know, it helps us thrive as an organization. So
before we wrap up, tell us once again the Ditko exhibit, how long this is going to run, and how people can get information about this.
Yeah, so it's the Hometown Hero Steve Ditko exhibit. We're celebrating Johnstown's hometown hero, co-creator of Spider-Man. Exhibit launches next Thursday, July 15th, and will run through September 11th.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And if people want information in regarding Bottleworks,
bottleworks.org or our Facebook page, that would be the go-tos.
The location there on 3rd Avenue, too, one of my favorite places to go to. Again, I can't say enough about just the artsy vibe and the feeling that you get when you walk into Cambria City. I just love the way that neighborhood has really transformed over the last generation.
Yeah, it really has. It's a really cool space down there. And, you know, what's really cool, too, I should mention that, you know, as part of the Ditko exhibit, we've got a lot of great community support as well.
Mm-hmm.
First Summit Bank came through with a big sponsorship, and other local businesses like Lamb Cakes and Comics World and Bentwookie Comics have all, you know, helped make this event a reality. So.
And that's been real important, too, because I think one of the sad parts of what we've gone through the last year and a half or so, is that a lot of the organizations such as yours that need the help of community just haven't had the availability of fundraising the way you normally would.
Absolutely.
So now you need it probably more than ever, right?
Yeah, we went a whole year without doing our normal fundraising efforts. So,
yeah.
You know, we're okay, but, you know, we can definitely use the support. And like I said, community, the local businesses and stuff in our community have come through in a big way for us. So.
Yeah, good people really helping out. I can't wait for this. And, of course, I will see you obviously a couple times throughout the course of the summer, too. But eager to see this Ditko exhibit. And as we've established, here's a guy that I'm often surprised that so many people don't know that this guy from right here in these parts. So exciting stuff, Matt.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks for having me.